You're mid-rally, pushing hard toward the net, when a sound like a gunshot fires from the back of your calf. No collision, no fall, just that single brutal pop, and suddenly you can't push off the ground. That moment is exactly what happened to you, Constantine, and it has a name, tennis leg. Imaging studies classify it precisely. A partial tear of the medial head of the gastrocnemius, most often at the musculotendinous junction, the seam where muscle fiber hands off force to tendon. In one imaging-based review, partial rupture of the medial gastrocnemius accounted for nearly two-thirds of all cases formally classified as tennis leg. This is not a freak accident. It is a predictable mechanical failure at a very specific anatomical address. To understand why that address is so vulnerable, think of the gastrocnemius as a two-story bridge. It crosses both the knee joint above and the ankle joint below. That dual joint design is what makes it powerful and what makes it dangerous. Now, the key idea here is this. When your knee is fully extended and your ankle is simultaneously forced upward into dorsiflexion, the muscle is stretched across both joints at once. That is the exact position your leg hits during a sudden sprint to the net, a hard split-step landing, or a serve follow-through. The musculotendinous junction bears the brunt of that stretch because muscle tissue and tendon tissue have different elastic properties. The junction is the transition zone. It is where the mechanical mismatch lives. Rapid acceleration, jumping, sudden stopping, or a forceful change of direction can all produce the high mechanical load that triggers the tear. Playing 10 hours of tennis per week means your legs execute that loaded position hundreds of times per session. Add 3 gym sessions on top, and cumulative fatigue in that junction becomes a real variable in your risk profile. For example, think of a rubber band glued to a strip of leather. Pull them apart slowly, and the glue holds. Yank them suddenly, and the bond fails right at the seam. That seam is your musculotendinous junction. The medial head, specifically, the inner portion of the gastrocnemius, is the component most commonly involved, and the symptoms it produces are unmistakable. A sudden sharp pain in the middle or inner calf. Many athletes describe the sensation as a snap, a kick, or a blow to the back of the leg, even though nothing made contact. Swelling, bruising, tenderness, and difficulty pushing off follow. That kick from behind sensation is so consistent that clinicians use it as a diagnostic clue before any imaging is ordered. Now, one critical distinction you need to carry with you. Tennis leg is not an Achilles tendon rupture, though the two can feel similar in the first terrifying seconds. The Achilles tendon sits lower, attaching the triceps surae, the gastrocnemius and soleus together, to the heel bone. A gastrocnemius tear sits higher, in the belly of the calf. MRI can define the exact location and extent of the tear, while ultrasound is useful both for initial diagnosis and for tracking how the tissue heals over time. There is also a condition worth knowing. Fluid can collect between the gastrocnemius and soleus muscles even without a visible muscle tear, accounting for roughly 1 in 5 tennis leg cases in imaging studies. And remember this, deep vein thrombosis can mimic tennis leg symptoms almost perfectly, progressively worsening calf swelling, shortness of breath, chest pain, or coughing blood after a calf injury requires urgent medical evaluation. Do not wait on those signs, Constantine. The takeaway from everything here is precise and actionable. Tennis leg is a specific mechanical failure at the junction where muscle meets tendon, triggered by sudden eccentric loading, the kind your body produces dozens of times every time you sprint, split step, or push off hard on court. The medial head of the gastrocnemius is the structure most often involved, not the plantaris tendon as older thinking assumed, and not the Achilles. Understanding the exact anatomy of what broke is not just academic. It tells you where the vulnerability lives, what movements created it, and, most importantly, what you will need to rebuild before you step back on court. That is where this course goes next.